In the old days, comedians earned their stripes in smoky clubs in front of tough audiences. But today, there's another path they can take, YouTube.
I've been having a hard time trusting the ladies. I keep waking up in the middle of the night thinking that one of them's trying to take something from me. The only thing I love in this world, my 200-pound chest of couscous. Yeah, I know I've never officially told Bonnie about it, but she knows. You think a woman's gonna be in the presence of all that couscous and just be oblivious? Dream on. She thinks maybe if we get close enough, I'll leave it to her my will.
That's a bit of comedian Chris Fleming's now famous YouTube series, Gale, about an alpha housewife in suburbia. Today, he has 180,000 subscribers and more than 26 million views. Now he's on the road performing a more traditional comedian rite of passage, stand-up. And the show's Lauren Gilger spoke with him more about his upcoming show. Hey, Lauren.
Hey, guys. So Fleming actually got his start on stage, too, and he's a little uneasy about his YouTube stardom. I talked to him more about that and what fans can expect when he hits the stage on Sunday night at Crescent Ballroom in Phoenix with his new stand-up show.
I got my start in comedy in 2005. I was, you know, a little teenager, and I called this kind of quirky club in Cambridge, Massachusetts, called the Comedy Studio, and Rick Jenkins was the owner, and he's known for kind of giving, like, misfits kind of a shot, you know. He encourages experimental stuff, you know, not going for, like, the, you know, the online dating kind of material, you know, and, like, and stuff like that. So it kind of encourages you to go into that idiosyncratic stuff or go into that part of yourself that would get you tarred and feathered in like a tourist trap in New York City. You
right.
know what I mean?
Yeah, I've been to those. So you started on the stage in a club. So YouTube obviously wasn't your original goal. How did that come about? When did it even occur to you to sort of transition this into a video?
Well, I think YouTube, it was, for me, it was a last resort. It was like putting everything in the can and just like saying, all right, well, if this doesn't work out, then I'm going to have to become a substitute teacher in Tallahassee, you know? And I took everything I was working on and made it into that little web series. I was hoping that the industry would, like, see that.
Right.
I was being kind of coy, and I was hoping they would be like, ooh, let's give this youngster a shot. But that never happened. And so I had to continue to have to do it all myself.
Yeah. And so you start doing these videos that they're weekly. When did they kind of take off? When did people catch on to Gale?
For a while, it was just like one like branch of CBS in Tucson that was into it, you know, and that kind of sustained us. Then there was one, we got featured on Reddit, and then that kind of blew up from there. Mm-hmm. And then things really kind of took off right at when we were finishing with the series, a scene where Gale, I'm just going in a frenzy around the house, trying to get the house ready. Gale's holding two vacuums and just screaming like, you know, like a Spartan warrior, and just like having a nervous breakdown about cleaning the house. And for some reason, that kind of brought us a little more into the mainstream. God, we're so far from the mainstream, but it got more attention than what we had.
Well, and mainstream is an interesting question there. Like, when you look at YouTube stardom, it's comedians, it's musicians, it's anything.
I feel like a folk singer dies every time you say YouTube star.
Right.
You know?
So what I wonder, so this is, and it's something that's so uniquely of this generation. I just wonder, how do you explain it to like your mother or your grandmother saying, this is how I've kind of taken off?
Well, that's a very, very good question. My mom is actually part of the series, and so is my dad. Like, my mom gets asked to take pictures quite a bit in around town. And so they get it through there. But at the same time, there is that kind of, there's a part of me that, you know, you want to impress your parents' friends still. So, like, being successful or relatively successful among, you know, the younger folks, there's still that kind of white whale, mm-hmm. I think, in all of our heads of, like, trying to impress our parents' friends by getting, like, on late night or something.
So you're going to be here in Phoenix on Sunday. And tell me what's in the show.
First of all, I'm amped to be coming back to Phoenix. Phoenix is, I've never seen such small buildings in a city. Like, I feel like every building is like 5'4". Like, it like could be like a JV basketball player. Like, it would be the easiest city to do parkour in, I think.
Yeah.
I'm excited about that aspect of it. The show is stand-up, which is nothing to do with Gale. There's some song and dance numbers in there. I talk about how I think the height of privilege is thinking people care what you thought about La La Land. I talk a little bit about my struggle with like online streaming startups that are trying to get me into really abusive YouTube relationships with them and have me live in a well in their yard and stuff like that. So it's fun. It's physical. It's sweaty. It's improvisational. And it's called Show Pig.
So how do you take that kind of fame and turn it into
fame? Is a very, very generous term.
Well, it is in the sense that YouTube has an entire world where you can become a quote unquote YouTube star.
It's a very strange world because there is this kind of aspect to it. There would be a lot of, you know, young women at the shows or whatever, and there's a wildness to them afterwards, but they're from the internet, so they're also like really polite. So the last show I did, that someone handed me a bra and she was like, I wanted to throw it on stage, but I didn't want to cause a ruckus, so she just handed it to me like some kind of perverted claw machine, just this just like her arm very mechanically. It's a very, very odd new take on what fan bases used to be.
Yeah,
there's an awkwardness to
people
it
from
all.
The internet, right?
Right, because it's this world where they're just everyone's just alone watching something on a computer, so they have a very a personal connection with it, but it's they've never really, like, they talk about it maybe, but they don't really go outside of themselves, and then you see them existing within themselves at a show too. It's yeah. Kind of fun. It's cool.
Well, so that's exactly what I'm getting at here. So I wonder how you take that kind of relationship with an audience, that sort of one-on-one YouTube this generation relationship that exists, and you transition it to a comedy club setting, and those are the same people who are coming, probably not all of them, but you're going to have those people in there, and how do you translate that?
Oh, I mean, I'm a show pig, Lauren. I mean, grease me up and send me to market. It's what I've been trained to do, you know. It's very different from when I started, because now I don't need to go on stage and be like, okay, hear me out, I'm a freak, but like, here's why you're gonna like me. So it's easy. They're already on your side, and you get to just connect and take them down interesting avenues, or avenues that I find interesting, at least.
All right. Chris Fleming, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thanks, Lauren. Thanks so much for having me.
And you can catch Fleming's show, Show Pig, on Sunday night at Crescent Ballroom in downtown Phoenix.
And the show's Lauren Gilger. Thank you.
Thanks.